Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and this is Carl from Deviant Legion and Incredibly Strange Films and Film and Stuff. And nice to have you with us on this Pride Month, where we're going to be doing one of Rachel's favorite films. So I'm going to pass it over to Rachel. She'll become Jewish, and she'll tell us about the movie we're going to watch.
I don't think I'm allowed to become Jewish right now because I'm getting close to my period and I still want to have sex with my husband. I'm just going to stay like agnostic.
That'll work.
To Wong Fu, thanks for everything. Julie Newmar is one of the best early examples of like queer pride movies, and some of the people in the movie are not queer, but they are considered part of the LGBTQ community, or as we like to call it sometimes, the alphabet mafia, because people get confused about the letters. Fuck all
and
y'all.
They keep adding letters.
Yeah, well that. But it is a beautiful movie of three beautiful, very manly men. And I'm talking the manliest of the men. Wesley Snipes. Oh, my God. And Patrick Swayze. And, yes, John Leguizamo is not always the manliest guy, and he's not supposed to be in this movie, but it's beautiful. And also, I just want to introduce my new super special guest tonight. Guys, I finally pulled somebody to commentary with us. This is my friend, possibly former family member, but we've reconnected over the years because we live close to each other, of Ashton.
Hi.
Yay.
So,
hi, Ashton. Nice to have you with us.
Am I allowed to talk about everything?
Yeah.
Okay, so
absolutely.
Ashton is definitely my queer media maven, okay? This woman is like, oh, my God, have you seen this show? Because it's got a non-binary character. Oh, my God, have you seen this one? Because we've got ladies kissing, and this is beautiful. So I am really, really excited that we have her here today with us to comment on a movie that she also loves. Again, To Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar, which is on Amazon. I'm not sure who it's through on Amazon, if it's regular Amazon or
But it's free with Prime. It's free with Prime.
Okay.
You don't have to pay anything for it.
I didn't know because I didn't know if it was through one of my subscriptions because I've got all the shit, you know, Paramount and Showtime and all of that. So I'm sitting here and getting through this dumbass advertisement that they have to play.
So at least for mine, it was for Good Omens, too. So, you know, that's cool.
Oh, you're lucky. Mine wasn't that. On the upside, I am at double aughts right now.
Absolutely. So am I.
Awesome. So, you know, violence, alcohol use, foul language, sexual content. It's one of those good films. And I think that since it's kind of a longer one, it's almost 2 hours, we might need to go ahead and start, Carl. What do you say?
I say we should start. And why don't
All
we
right.
give Ashton, give her the countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and then go.
Yes,
okay.
You get to do our countdown today because you are the virgin to the show, but not the movie.
Or anything else.
Happens to the best of us, right?
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
There we go.
Got it. And we got the whole universal thing with the big old freaking planet Earth and Africa.
Yeah, we see
beautiful.
It in Toto. Okay, I just want you to know that. We see it in Toto. Africa,
oh, yeah.
Toto, never mind.
I got you.
Oh, that's funny.
It's funny when you listen to him sometimes. And by the way, this is one of the most beautiful opening scenes I've ever seen in a movie, because when he looks at himself and becomes Miss DeVito,
it is an amazing transformation. Because it's Patrick Swayze.
I mean, look at that shit. That's a Patrick Swayze right there. Why wouldn't you want to look like that? But I get it. I really get it.
This movie came out in 1995.
Yes. Because if you only do that, those are amazing.
So I'm thinking that if you're a straight person and you're seeing him do this, it's
5 years
it's
after
rather,
Ghost.
Yeah, this is right after Ghost.
So whoever went and saw this movie because they thought he'd be like fantastic, they were in Manly. They were in for a very rude awakening.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly where
oh,
I was going.
Let me tell you, he is one of those people I never thought would be able to pull off like fucking women's clothing.
I was more surprised at Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, Leguizamo, like he's such a chameleon. You don't know what he's going to do. But these two?
The only thing I'd ever seen Wesley Snipes in was Blade. And then I saw this movie like years and years after Blade. And I'm like, Blade. And it's
and Carl, will you comment on the soundtrack for this? Because I think this is the best song ever for this.
I think the music is appropriate. It's not my style as well, generally.
No, it's not mine either. But is it the most appropriate fucking music for what they're doing?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. I can't even wear shoes like that.
Oh, I can't either. It's terrible.
Okay, I like it. Now, Kenny Ortega is really well known as a choreographer. He did Fame.
Yes.
And he worked
oh,
with
no.
Paula Abdul for a number of years.
And let's just say that I grew up around a lot of drag queens, and this is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, that lip pucker just got me.
I've seen a lot of Geraldine and Wesley. You know, when I was growing up, that was not unusual to see men doing women and that. Now, Leguizamo, I love John Leguizamo. And he's so good at what he does.
You mean Tutu?
Yeah.
What else is Tutu in?
Everything. It's John Leguizamo.
Great in Land of the Dead and Spawn.
Oh.
He was Clown and Spawn.
That's him. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was him.
Yes. Yes, that is John Leguizamo. Like early 90s, he was in the Pest?
Yeah, The Pest.
Yeah.
Awful film.
Yeah, but he was great in it. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. Annoyed the fuck
yeah,
out of everybody.
Now, I had a very close friend of mine in New York City. This is in the 80s. And he was gay. Name was Rusty Brasher. And I was working at Carl Fisher. And it was the Halloween parade. He came up in full drag. And he had a beard and everything. And came upstairs to the mezzanine where I worked, grabbed singing I Feel Pretty, and then grabbed my boss and danced around the mezzanine. I also he also would take me out to dinner, and we'd end up maybe at some drag shows and things like that. And I love, you know, there's so much fun. You know, there's such a wonderful sense of play.
Oh, my God, I know. I've only ever been to drag shows in Little Rock, but we did have we had a pretty great drag bar. It was called The Factory.
Called
Oh, okay.
As long as they keep it legal in Tennessee.
A federal court judge actually ruled that they couldn't ban the drag queen.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, that just happened last week. All right. And I love the MC's dress, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're going off on all these dresses. Come on, you're our costume bitch. Seriously.
I know, and these costumes aren't even the best part of the movie. It's like later when they get to the small town.
I love it.
I hate this part of the movie, and I'm not a big fan of RuPaul. I think RuPaul's a fucking bitch.
But you know what, RuPaul? You know, as much as you may not like RuPaul, she brought this into the mainstream.
Yeah, she's called like Dixie. I forget. They just said it. But, yeah, this is a really problematic part of the movie, but frankly, it's, like, the only part. And I am going to say that back in the day, this was acceptable.
I don't know if it was acceptable. People just looked the other way more in the 1990s.
Yes.
And you could tell all the drag queens looking good.
Mm-hmm. They're like, what is we doing here? Especially Wesley. All of them good. Mm-mm. Yeah. What do you mean a tie? And this is just proof that you can't overdo it.
I wonder if this is where he got the inspiration for RuPaul's Drag Race.
You know, that's a good idea. I wonder about that now. Aw, poor Chi-Chi.
Aw, poor sweetie.
Chi-Chi. I know. In the future, they would call those Michelle Obama arms.
Yeah.
Nice. That bitch was stacked.
What?
You find out why that little Latin boy in drag is crying.
Yes.
But why are you crying? Well, bitch, you need better foundation, but...
No, I have to say, I've seen this movie two or three times. It's not my favorite of these. My favorite is Priscilla. Leguizamo, I think, just kills it.
Oh,
I think he's so good.
Priscilla, Queen of the Desert? Oh, my God, yes. We'll talk about that. Best drag movie ever. Bunch of aging drag queens take an RV across the desert.
Of Australia.
Oh, yeah, in Australia. And it is beautiful.
It's glorious. It has Terrence Stamp in it and Hugo Weaving and Guy Pearce. And it actually predates this film by at least a year. Now, wait a second. Moms Mabley is a goddess, okay? Or god.
Kind of.
Fox Mabley. But, yeah.
Damn it. You invoked fabulosity. It's over now.
By the way, I think Leguizamo's dress is the nicest of all of them. I like that lime green. Ah, Times Square.
I mean, I do too, but the denim jacket on top of it just makes it a little... Mm.
It looks like something Fran Drescher would wear.
I like it, though.
He's like, wait, what? God damn it, Robin Williams.
I miss that man.
I forgot Robin was in this.
I wonder how much they paid him to be in this movie for 20 seconds.
Not much. This is the early days.
Oh, a lot, I'm sure. But he always did this, too. I love this cameo in Shakes the Clown myself.
Oh, do people always shout? I hate that.
I always like the cameo in Friends with Billy Crystal.
Yup.
Do the train. Do the train. Train's awesome. I'm going to be on a train in 4 days. Or 2 days, actually.
Yeah, but the train is expensive back then.
From New York to Los Angeles. It's like 3,000 miles. How much was gas in 1995?
Like,
you could do, you
30
could do that
cents or something?
3 days.
Oh, no, no, she was asking about how much gas costs back then.
Oh, okay.
And it was like 30 to 50 cents at that point.
It was a little more than that. It was about 75 in the 90s. But still, it was cheap.
All right, well, I'll listen to you old fuckers, and I'll say between 75 cents and $1.25. I don't remember the days before the dinosaurs died and started making gas for people. So thank you for correcting me.
Well, you know, if we have a gas shortage, I could just fart and we'd be fine. Trust me, I do a lot of that these days.
Oh, I'm very well aware. she totally gets up off the wall.
Not a good reference.
Really was ugly in it.
Yeah. I like that it's showing what happens in real life to women's hair in a convertible. Yeah, well, I mean, if he glues those wigs down right, they ain't going to move. But
oh
if you
God.
Don't have, like, a hat on or something.
Ashtray. It has ashtrays. just wanted you all to know that.
People were still smoking in cars and shit back then.
Well, I still am, too.
You don't have a car, Carl.
No, this is true, but I'm smoking in my room. Does that count?
Yes, and you smoke in my car, so.
Yeah.
Well, we'll call that even. You smoke in my car. And, of course, they're playing Streisand.
Yep.
And I don't like this part.
It is heartbreaking. But on IMDb, apparently Patrick Swayze earned the role by improvising a 30-minute monologue inspired by the bullying he suffered as a boy while studying ballet and Tetris.
Wow.
It's like he had the perfect toy pole.
No point. Yep. They were beautiful. Oh, my God. Heartbreaking.
It was.
This is the becoming of a lady.
Okay, so Leguizamo, look at his makeup now.
Listen to this real quick, though.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, Leguizamo's makeup.
You know, I think what they've done in this movie with Leguizamo particularly is as you go along, you see the transition, and it's a wonderful transition.
Yeah. This is one of my favorite scenes in the movie because it's like you are a drag princess.
The language has changed in a very short amount of time.
Yeah.
Almost 20 years ago. 30
yeah.
Years. Yeah. And now it's not transgender.
Yeah. It's right. Not transvestite. You know, but as anti-PC as this movie is now.
Back then it was a breath of fresh air for someone like me.
Yeah, it was so just groundbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, you got to take a look at that, too. You always have to take a look at films in the context of when it was made and what impact it had in changing perceptions. And this did, and so did Priscilla. And they came out basically at the same time, within a year of each other.
Yeah, Sylvie, one of the manliest men of
all time ever.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, like, I don't want to say they were more lenient because it was the 90s, and they were. People were still horrifically dying of AIDS in the 90s, but a lot of, but I don't, it's, everything in the 90s were a little bit different.
Yeah, they were.
And they are today. Basically, today, they'll just rip out your soul.
yeah, right. I mean, gay movies back in the 90s had to have a little bit more of a flippant and happy attitude to get people to appreciate them.
Yeah, but the perception too has always been there. I had I worked at Carl Fisher in New York, in the East Village, and when I came out of the subway station, that was one of the places where the, you know, the drag queens, the prostitutes were there, and they were always there. I always said hello, you know, and that sort of thing, and people. You know, most people would just, you know, ignore them, or sometimes you'd hear some vitriol towards them, but most likely, you know, just ignore them. But at least I always said hello, and always tried to be nice.
Serious. Welcome to the ladies' basketball league. Well, it's fair. Less than time, you know. I don't know how they can afford it. Did the basketball players get a discount?
The basketball team already rented the room.
Ah!
So they kind of got stuck in with that. And I love this, the middle of the train.
Okay. This is a great song.
What was that?
This is a great song.
It
love
is.
This song.
And just so you guys know, the first concert I ever went to was the Commodores.
My first concert was Rascal.
And yet I played this song.
Okay, and now we have Chris.
Gay.
All right. I keep the phone now.
I am banned.
Now, unfortunately, Chris is no longer with us. He passed away about 3 or 4 years ago.
Who is?
Chris Penn, who's playing
Patrick Swayze, yeah. Patrick Swayze did pass away. It was cancer, wasn't it?
Right. But I'm talking about Chris Penn, too, who's playing the cop there. He passed away about
Penn?
2 years ago. Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
Holland.
No, it's not.
I have a feeling it's
I do love this dress, by the way.
Yes. Agreed. Lovely dress.
I mean, Sita always goes for vintage. I mean, look at that purse with bamboo handles and everything.
And her first outfit was very 1940s.
Prejudices.
You think? Apparently in this scene, Patrick Swayze put a corn cob in his underwear, so.
Oh,
that's
nice.
Awesome.
Like, that look of shock is real.
And that man was, get your hand off my dick, buddy! So why is he on the ground?
This reminds me of 9 to 5.
Yep. Prejudiced and defeated.
Oh no, she left her shoe.
Uh-oh. That's evidence.
You like gay movies that have a good ending. What is like what? 25?
Maybe. You've seen more gay movies than me, so.
Well, you want more.
Oh yeah. And I understand that.
So I said one thing, I'm just like happy gay movies. And they were like, here's 15. Like, okay.
I'll take it. Give me.
And this was on the list.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is one of the best. And like we talked about earlier, the Birdcage, which we would have done a commentary on that, but we did it last year during Pride.
Oh,
yeah. I tell you what,
what's
we are going to do. I'll announce it at the end of the show. But we got another one. If you don't know it, you're more than welcome to come in and join us. No question.
What is the next movie you think you'll be commentating?
Oh, we know.
There are two. I'll announce them at the end of the show.
Okay.
We actually try to be organized for Pride Month. It's kind of scary. See, one of the things about Lake Wasama in this movie is I worked at Latino Playwrights in New York City in the 80s, and I got to know some up-and-coming Latino actors. I never got to meet Lake Wasama, but he reminds me so much of some of those actors, man.
Absolutely. And by the way, I just have to say, Miss Vita Boehm, Patrick Swayze over there, reminds me so much of my Auntie Steve.
I love Ryder, I think.
But yeah, I grew up around the Vita Boehm, and you know, occasionally some Noxzemas.
Oh.
Oh, this is great. And I love those stockings, by the way. Can I just say?
Oh, the stockings
are
awesome.
How the fuck do they stay up, by the way?
There.
It looks like it. I think in real life it's probably spirit gum, but...
Probably. And, like, maybe very strong elastic.
Well, if it's strong elastic, it gives you those, like, dents on your legs.
Yeah.
I have a lot of different thigh highs, and no. They don't come off straight like that and not, like, instantly start rolling at the top. So there's got to be something there.
And I don't think I've worn tights since this movie came out.
I mean, I get it. You're not the girliest of all girls.
But I'm not.
But you are so gorgeous. I love you. I've been staring at your shirt all night like, I want that. And pink. Pink is my favorite. That's like my favorite color. Pink right there. See? You're like a drag princess now. Wait. I should call you a drag prince? I don't know.
Well, prince would probably be more me.
Yeah. You're a drag prince right now. But I'm digging it. I'm digging your whole vibe. I love it. Reed does too, by the way.
Oh, that's good.
They'll tell you next time they see you. Like, oh, my God, I love your everything.
She did do that with
I have a question for our guest. Okay, so
Ashton,
so,
yes.
You know, considering that you are more of a prince than a princess, I was wondering what you know about Moms Mabley. She was name checked earlier in the movie. And I'm wondering if you know about Moms or not.
I do not.
Okay, so Moms Mabley was a comedian and a vaudeville person back in the 30s and 40s. And
ooh,
actually made some
like
short films. And he was very, very much dressed as a man. And they called her Pops Mabley. But then in the 50s and 60s particularly, she became this old lady. And she was very funny. And he did a wonderful... some comedy records for black labels and that were racy, incredibly racy. And she's wonderful. And I got to see her. They did a repertory of Amazing Grace. It's the only film she ever did in the 70s and before she died. And you had people of all types in that audience. There were like 60, 70 people. And you know, all races. There were definitely gays in there. She was a gay icon. Just a wonderful, wonderful character. And you should check her out sometime. So there.
What was her name?
Okay, her name was Moms Mabley.
Mom.
By the way, that was Soccer Standing.
Yeah, she comes up right the fuck away. Oh. Little kitty cat slippers. And ruffle butt.
Okay, I gotta admit, that is a nice butt.
I mean, like, he's pulling off those, they're called boy shorts, actually, weirdly enough.
Yeah.
He's pulling off those ruffle bottom boy shorts like nobody's business.
Yeah.
And let's just say Patrick Swayze just kills it and everything.
Unfortunately,
and I love that
I
color on Wesley Snipes.
Yeah, I actually think Wesley Snipes is unfortunately the weak link. Not that he doesn't do a good job here, but he's so overshadowed by the two other characters.
He really is, but you know, you need that
really
in the movie.
I agree.
Levity to the two because they're both extremes, and he's kind of like in the middle.
Right. That's very true.
I would kill for that suit that she's wearing right now.
No.
Oh.
Oh my God, the first time I ever tried a your mom joke on somebody, it was with my ex-husband when we were dating, and he said something stupid, and I was like, yeah, that's what your mom said to me last night, and he was like, my mom's dead. Well, she was, and she was murdered by his father.
Oh. Oh. Ouch.
So I don't do your mom jokes anymore.
Understood.
I'll be your versions of moms in the thing.
Yeah.
Like, to keep the dad home chilling, or she might be shit, you should just leave people's moms alone.
Exactly. Like, get your mom out of it. Keep my mom's name at your mouth. Oh, this is a great part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's gone too.
Yeah. That's the one that died in a wreck, isn't it?
That's not the Fast and the Furious guy. That's the guy who never been hit.
I don't know. You're the one with IMDb up. Or Carl will help us with it because he does that too.
Yeah.
Guys have never been hit.
I have not seen Alias, but I have seen Never Been Kissed. I mean, seriously. He's like the 90s adorb.
And it was a Barbara Hershey?
Yeah, no. Stockard Channing. Stockard Channing.
Was it Silver Chair? With Whoopi Goldberg, were there boys on the side? A sad gay movie.
Oh, by the way, listen to this song because that's the ringtone my husband has for me.
Which came out the same year as this movie.
I'm not calling you, honey. It's just the movie.
Just go on.
Turn the water off and let it sit for about 5 minutes. Sorry, Jeremy's in there making dinner for all of us because he's amazing. Maybe not even 5 minutes. A little second more. It's a dollar. Oh, she is so good at playing the crazy lady. Wasn't she the crazy lady on the street in Edward Scissorhands?
Yes, I think so.
And she's done it for a long ass time. She's amazing.
The old lady that's filling him in on all the gossip.
I'm not sure. I haven't seen Meet the Parents probably since it came out.
Oh, it's not
great. No.
Mm. I do love this dynamic. Little old lady with his knife.
Oh my God.
It's such a fun time.
Yes.
It is Meet with the Parents.
Oh no, girlfriend, did you just do what you was? Oh girl, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm gonna get you.
Okay.
Oh, embarrassing for this type of dude to be beat up by a girl or to be beat up by a drag queen.
He's trying to say all of them did it now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what's happening here? Got her Twizzler. Definitely should have trigger warning some of this shit, but...
Yeah, like, this isn't a very fun scene at all.
But,
I mean,
but you know what? There are scenes in all these films, particularly at this point in time, where you get the homophobia, and they need to show the homophobia. Because
oh, yeah, well, I'm just saying Chi-Chi was about to be gang-raped by a bunch of angry rednecks, okay?
Listen, I understand completely, okay?
Because I don't think they realize that these are men.
And that wasn't about sex. That was about power.
Exactly.
Right? I know. Stalker Channing. I always loved Stalker Channing.
I have loved her since Grease.
Yes.
That was the first thing I saw her in. Granted, you know, not the best example of how things should go, but I do love her. And I loved her in Where the Heart Is.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. She was such good care of Natalie Portman in that movie.
I think Jeremy and I were talking about that movie like 2 days ago.
It's such a it's so
Jeremy, Where the Heart Is? Isn't that the movie we were talking about the other day on the car trip? Oh, Place Is Not. Never mind. Wrong.
Stalker Channing, one of the first things I ever saw in other than Grease was 6 Degrees of Separation, which she's really good in, too. That was Will Smith's first film.
Oh, you're right. I hate that she has to stand around in a house dress and fucking bland-ass beige nurse shoes. It just makes me sick. But anyway. And by the way, if you check it out a couple times, Snipes has a very nice but petite round ass.
Yeah.
Me. Oh.
Oh, he's so sweet. Trying not to look at the image.
That all he's getting the self. Although I have
yeah.
A knight in shining deep. Aw. Romantical.
Working up the wrong tree, but that's okay.
I don't think he knows.
No one knows until, like, I think Dr. Channing knows.
She knew the whole time. She says so in the end.
But I don't think anyone else knew.
Yeah.
Maybe the little gossip lady did at the beginning.
Stalker Channing is the blonde housewife that gets beat up. Like
she knew that they're.
Yeah, because she says in the end of the movie, sorry, spoiler alert, guys, close your fucking ears if you haven't seen this almost 30-year-old movie. Yeah, she says in the end of the movie.
You're my friend with an Adam's apple.
Yeah, I've never seen a woman with an Adam's apple.
You just happen to be my baby.
That's it. Yes, that's what she says. Oh, and I love those pants, by the way.
Those are very nice.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's what I am for sure.
Yep.
I am sorry, but I have rarely seen a woman that looks that good in a dress like that.
Betty Davis.
Okay, well, Betty Davis doesn't count. She's not a woman. She's a fucking goddess. Have you seen those eyes?
Yeah.
They wrote songs about them.
Yeah, they did.
And, but we did one.
Personally, I always liked Marty Feldman eyes, but that's me.
Marty Feldman eyes. Those are pretty interesting. You know, walk this way. It's Igor.
Oh.
Oh, are you looking at Marty Feldman's eyes?
Yeah.
Those are really his eyes.
That's really something.
He had a disease that made that happen, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you know what? He was one of my favorite characters ever in a lot of movies, especially, like you know, Carl, especially Young Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean,
absolutely.
I quote that one just about on the daily. Abby Normal. Nope. Yup.
Okay, I've always liked this scene, and I like the old woman.
Ah, shit. It's the spike scene.
Like, I understand that he's a middle-aged white guy, and he's probably allergic to anything other than, you know, salt.
And mayonnaise.
And he probably thinks ranch is too spicy, and that, you know, raisin should go in casseroles. But I still think even this is a little crazy. Places for homo. Oh, my good Lord. How big the gene pool in this town is, personally. It looks like there's maybe 75 people in this town. Most of them seem to be women. Frankly, I think maybe they should just run all the men out of town, except Bobby Ray. You can keep Bobby Ray. I also would love to know how Noxzema and Vida became friends. Like, did they just move across the hall from each other in, like, the mid-80s and was like, we should bond in our gayness?
Because
they're very different.
Actually, sort of inferred in that one scene where Swayze says to Snipes, remember you were a black, one of the drag queens at
the very beginning of the movie.
Right, exactly.
This reminds me of Steel Magnolias.
Yes.
Like, my colors are blush and bashful, Mama. Oh. That's crazy.
Thank you for...
So aren't we all? Is this not a great montage? This would be me stumbling into that. Yep, yep. This is me.
I hate to say this, but this is most of the females I know that go to the fabric stores, of which I went with one with you, remember?
Yeah, and what was I like?
Yeah. Ooh, look at this.
Love it.
Ooh, look at this.
God, the hair on that one.
Oh, nice.
Bernie.
Bernie, no. I love her in the 60s stuff. That's cool.
I just love all of them. I mean, especially, look at that.
The men tried so hard.
And look at her in the lime green, saucing
yes.
it up like a motherfucker. God, a pan of hot sauce. All she did was put paprika in it, and I swear to God that bitch didn't have any Hungarian spicy paprika or anything. Oh, and I'm loving, is it Mina that's the old lady?
Yes.
I think so, yeah.
I love
yeah, I love what Mina's got going on. Oh, she's so adorable. God, I love her. I have a few shirts that are kind of like that, and there's some of my favorites. I always get compliments.
Star Trek.
Oh yeah, they had Catwoman and a bunch of stuff. That was actually a really nice selection of comic books.
Oh yeah.
And notice he's not stuttering.
No, he's not.
I've learned that a lot with people who have stutters is you just have to be patient with them because it's an anxiety thing a lot of times.
Absolutely.
And if you just encourage them to slow down and think about what they're saying before they say it, it usually works really well. He was going to say a brick shit house. Oh, and I am loving Vita's outfit. That, like,
yeah.
Ombre balas or what the fuck ever that is with those colors on the pants. Love it.
Yeah.
I've got a joke for her husband. What do you tell a woman with two black eyes? Nothing you
Go
ain't
ahead.
Told the bitch twice already.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, what? Reminds me of that movie we watched. Shit. Why can't I ever remember the name of it, Carl?
I don't know. Which one? You have to tell me.
The cook whose emotions go into the food. Spanish movie.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Water for Chocolate?
That's it. Like Water for Chocolate.
That's a glorious movie. I decline. I love Nagvima. Oh, so heartbreaking. I mean, seriously, in that little outfit, how could you resist?
True.
Blink, blinky, blink, blink, blink. Blink.
I always thought this was, like, beyond crossing a line.
Oh, I do, too. But have you ever been in a room full of drag queens before? They get fucking vicious.
No, they can. Now, I've never been in a private room with drag queens. However, I have two very good friends who were gay. One of them I talked about, Rusty. And his paramour. And they were going on a trip. They got into this argument. And if you've ever seen Best in Show, the argument that the two gay characters have on there about how many kimonos they should take on a trip.
Yep.
I saw that for real. Seriously. I saw that for real.
Best scene in the movie, by the way, coming out. Well, not the best, but one of them. By the way, this pajama set just fucking rocks. I would never wear it. It's gorgeous.
Poor old lady pajamas are great.
I know. I love it. So vintage. So high fashion.
Let me her throw this red.
In her fucking silk jammies, too.
What a little...
Yes. Yeah. Oh, what are those called? Mew Mews? Something like that. Looky here, bitch. Oh, got snatched. And I love how pristine.
Daintily dipping into her.
I know, I love it.
And that's just, that was a bitch slap. It wasn't even like a dignified punch in the face. It was a bitch.
And then she slapped him open palm. That's even bitchier.
Just backhanded in the face.
I mean, you got to make both sides of the hand feel okay. Vita works out. Vita works out. I love this.
Amen.
Oh, he was good. He's not allowed to think or speak. Sorry, it's also dinner time, so the dogs are getting bites of everybody's like plate that once they're done. So we're feeding puppies. My dogs are so spoiled that they literally eat off of forks and spoons. Oh, where there's that thing. And by the way, can I just say that I think this movie really helped super launch Leguizamo's career because, you know, he was known for all of his annoying shit, like the pest and all that, but you really see what a great actor he is.
Oh, no, this definitely helped. There's no doubt. There's no doubt. He, when the reviews came out, he was by far the best reviewed of the three of them. Everyone loved him.
We found the pupper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he decided to stay in the corner. Oh, that's weird. It is weird, but that's okay. But this movie is so nice. It's very, like, lady empowering and...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that's one of the good things about the film. And actually, that's pretty much true of gay films of this era. And particularly that deal with I'll use the term as it's said here, drag queens and such. Very true. Priscilla, too. If you've not seen Priscilla, you need to see Priscilla. Seriously.
I definitely
will.
It's officially on my list.
Also, this is so cute. They dress her up for Bobby Ray.
And it's like the most freaking adorable thing I've ever seen. Look at that little brush she's wearing. It's like
a tutu.
I know, but it's so pretty on her. Mm-hmm. And so appropriate. They're not trying to, like, sexualize her.
It really is. It's so nice. And it's just so
good.
With the little gossip lady in the back.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, this is underplayed
just,
a lot, but
they
this
make this
happen too.
Better.
Yeah.
Which is so nice. More progressive. Even the little old lady's got a silver fox.
Mm-hmm.
I know, isn't that the cutest thing ever?
Did Sally come in? And they're just in the balcony. Like the fairy godmother. There she kind of dressed like the one from Sleeping Beauty.
There were.
Mm-hmm.
The pink and the blue
and the green.
Oh, I love the one. I think he's kind of starting to like it.
Not squirrel. Just. The bartender was like, I'm going to go over here.
He's wiping this clean area of the bar.
Aren't you sneaky?
Holding each other. And their manly, masculine arms. I need him to calm down.
I need him to get crazy Cinderella on his shoe and find the lady that fits it and, like, be with her. Oh, here's Virgil.
Yep.
What? Me? I do not.
Oh, very good. Oh, okay.
When it cuts to black like that, that's for editing purposes. When you play this on television, that's where you're supposed to cut for commercial.
Okay.
So when you're editing these shows really fast, you just wait for that quick black, and then you stop it right there. And then edit that black portion out, and that's where the commercial goes.
Mm-hmm.
Holy man.
Very good.
It's one of the best lines in the movie.
It really is. I love her so much, and she delivered it so beautifully. Like, her voice is so lovely.
It is. It's so soft and so gentle, but that's because she's been forced into that. And right there is the first time she's gotten loud in this movie, and she's laughing for the first fucking time. Well, other than when they were having their wine social. But it's, I still consider that, like, the same thing, because to me it's like the same day. I mean, I know it's not, but...
people in that,
yeah,
that long essay.
Oh, no, there's one for that. I mean, we haven't seen everybody in the town yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that is one hell of an outfit.
Like the Miami sound machine just exploded all over you. I love her necklace, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Starting to realize. so shit. This is one of the best climaxes I've ever seen in a movie.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw it for the first time, because I've seen this movie a bunch of times but never got all the way through it, like I never saw the beginning or I never saw the end, blah, blah, blah. When I saw this for the first time with the whole movie, I just died. I cried. It was so beautiful. And I love that heart stress. And you're all like, what the actual fuck is happening right now? Mm-hmm. Very Lydia Deetz Beetlejuice going on here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that.
Oh, I do too. This is like one of my favorite outfits of the movie. You know, I've been showing you my fashion books today.
I'm in love with fucking costuming. She just channeled from Rizzo right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hell yes! The boys are coming too. Yes!
You know what this takes from, don't you? I am Spartacus.
I was thinking the same thing.
This is definitely Spartacus. This is good.
I mean, how is that not like the best fucking thing in the world? I love it.
And he knows he's been beaten.
Uh-huh.
Well, physically and mentally now.
Yeah, he knows he knows he can never come back there and she would never put up with his bullshit again.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, she was one of the ones fixed in the car, by the way.
I did notice that.
Right. I love that.
The whole fucking bed. Sorry. I work out. By the way, for Wesley to pull off that flimsy-ass jumpsuit, there's
yeah.
some good tucking going on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, without a doubt.
Vita's red lipstick with that super fucking, like, shine shimmer to it
yeah.
is glorious.
Yeah, it is.
Like, the makeup consultants for this movie were amazing.
Oh, God, yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. I had to wait through the movie to get to that point, but thank God.
I really didn't.
Yeah.
Nice line.
With the little hat flake and everything.
Festival outfits are some of the best in the movie, but not the best.
No.
I just have to say, fucking wait for it.
Go, Kenny Ortega.
I'm just loving all of this. It just makes me so happy. He's real big in the shoulders. I don't know if anybody knows that half-gallon jug of sweet tea in the back. Oh, my God, the 90s when those velveteen dresses and little backpacks were all the rage. And again, Snipes' ass. Look at that.
I actually think that making those little backpacks are for sure, but... But she's got little babies.
Yeah, she does. I forget, like, most of the kids in the movie are hers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stockard is a small thing compared to Patrick Swayze. Of course, Patrick Swayze was, what, 6'4", I think?
Yeah.
6'3", 6'4", I think.
And he's probably wearing heels right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. More than likely.
Absolutely. Miss Vita always wears heels.
Patrick Swayze was 5'10".
Oh.
So he's definitely wearing heels.
The statuette. I love that they came back around to that. You know, from the beginning of the movie, it was like, how can you describe Julie Newmar without using the word statuesque?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And Stocker Channing is 5'3".
And look, she's finally not wearing a crap shoe. She's got some little wedges on. They are still beige, but we're going to give her some credit for that.
I always had a thing for Stocker Channing. That should not surprise you, Rachel.
No, because it does surprise me because she's not weird looking.
No.
Tight black shirt that she wore in Grease while she sang "Better Worse Things Like a Do."
Mm-hmm.
Should have known I was gay at 10 years old.
What? Oh, and like the best finale. This is so beautiful. Drum roll, please.
They made it to California.
Who's it going to be? Who's it going to be?
She won.
And look, it's a recreation of the original dress, but it looks better. And she got the right color foundation. She looks fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Fantastic. She's no longer a princess. She is a queen.
And there you fucking go. There we have it. How do you not love that?
It's so good. It brings warm feelings to my old chest.
Yes, my ice cold dead heart beats for this movie.
By the way, Virgil was Arliss Howard, by the way. I was trying to figure out who that was. Arliss Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Do y'all have any more ideas for, like, how long can y'all do this?
As much as we want.
Okay. Well, for Pride Month, there's a movie called A Very Sordid Wedding.
Okay.
It's got, I actually don't remember who all is in the movie. I know it has Leslie Jordan in it. And this woman finds out her son, his husband, are adopting a baby. And they're getting married in every state because it just became legal in all the states. So they're getting married in every state for like a PR move for his job. And they're coming to Texas. I think they live in Texas.
Yeah.
To get married. And it's more of learning to accept your loved one for being gay instead of, you know, it's a very good movie. I enjoy it immensely. You did. Those were very good.
We actually have a movie coming up. When are we doing?
Now, Ashton, what we generally do at the end of the movie is we do a thing called housekeeping, where I tell you what's going on. Housekeepers. So what I will tell you is that if any of these commentary watches interest you, you are more than welcome to join us. So let me go through what's happening. So tomorrow, or not tomorrow, but Thursday, I leave for Monster Bash, and I will be gone all weekend. Now, what I will tell you is that on Friday, Adam Ferenz is going to be doing the Cafe Ray Mission, and he has a panel, and they're going to be doing the TV show Barry. Then when I get back on the 20th, which is a Tuesday, we welcome director Joe Bartone, and he's got a new film out on Amazon, and we'll be talking to Joe Bartone. Now, on Thursday, we have a very, very special Pride Month commentary watch. I was looking for films for us to do, and I was looking at comedies, and I noticed this title, and we happen to know the director has been on with us a number of times. The director's name is Mark Pirro, and we're going to be doing a commentary with Mark on his film Curse of the Queer Wolf. Now, I will warn people, it's not exactly politically correct, but it is funny as hell. We love Mark, and he's done some of the other films he did is The Polish Vampire in Brooklyn. He did one of the great horror musicals, Nudist Colony of the Dead. He did a film also, which I love, called Rectuma, which is a sort of a Godzilla movie. And if you think of Rectuma, what the giant thing is, it is. Okay, so we're going to be doing that with him. And then on the 24th, which is Saturday, I'm doing a Carl's Cavern, and we're going to be introducing more new music to fatten your ear holes. I was gifted by Miss Rachel with YouTube Premium, and I have been going apeshit over it. And I've got so much new music to introduce people; it's just wonderful. Then on YouTube. Sunday, next Sunday, which is the 25th, at Rock This Town Radio. With TC. And then we have the Pride playlist on the 27th. And then on the 28th, and this might be something you might be interested in, we're doing a Pride Month commentary watch, also in honor of the recent passing of Treat Williams. And he was in a movie that's based on a play by Terrence McAnally called The Rips. And they did a film of it in the 70s. And this is basically, it's a straight man basically hides out in the gay bass because his brother-in-law, who's part of the gangster, is after him to kill him. And it stars Tita Rivera, Treat Williams, and many, many others. It's very funny. Again, we're talking about the 70s, so we're not talking about exactly politically correct, but nonetheless, you know, one of the things I like to do in our commentary watches is go back. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, so, you know, go back and see how the community was represented back then. So that's what we're going to do for the month of Pride Month. So I'm very happy. We're kind of busy, to say the least.
Heck yeah.
Cool.
So
like,
there you go.
I like exploring the history of queer film.
I
want to see the movie The Children's Hour with Audrey Hepburn and what is her name? Shirley MacLaine.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're...
Well, I'm very familiar with that. And it's
one of the very first movies that introduces the concept.
Well, actually, I'm going to give you a little bit of a history lesson here. That's actually sort of a remake of a German film from the 1930s called Mädchen in Uniform.
Yeah, that one.
Which
I've heard of that
Mädchen
one.
I'd have to look for that, but I'd be glad to do a commentary watch with you on that. Absolutely.
I always like to have versions on movies. Like, if you haven't seen it before, that makes it an even more interesting commentary watch.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
how many times have you been a virgin on films that I've picked? Rachel, a lot.
So many times.
What's it called, the German one?
I'll look for it. I'll try to find it before I leave tomorrow, or on Thursday.
She's on Just
and
Watch
if we can
right
find
now,
it,
babe.
We'll do it.
That's why she's asking it. She's on our app.
Okay, so it's Mädchen in Uniform. That's Maedchen.
Maedchen?
Maedchen. Mädchen in Uniform.
Maedchen.
And I'm looking.
Mädchen?
Mädchen in Uniform. Found it. It is.
Okay.
On something called Plex.
Oh, okay. We've got Plex. That's a.
I don't. Hold on. Let me look at Just Watch. Just a second.
That's what she's doing, Carl. I just said that.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm an idiot. I need to do it myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that about wraps it up for housekeeping. But if
yes,
we need to, we can talk after the show, like we usually do.
I think we can do Plex, too. We'll have to figure it out. Okay?
Yeah, we'll have to look into that.
All right. I'm so thrilled that you were with us today. And you're welcome back anytime.
Oh, me too.
Ashton, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, we will absolutely add you. This is awesome.
And I like hearing myself talk.
Hey, me too.
All right. So shall we say our good nights?
I believe so.
All right. Well, listen, folks, thank you for being with us for this wonderful commentary. Thank you, Rachel, for picking out the movie. It was great. And again, Ashton, love to have you on, and you're welcome anytime.
Oh, well, thank you.
So I think,
at
this point, we all say good night.
Good night. Don't let the grumpy bugs
bite.
Bye.
Bye.